Truth About Sadism Part 2, How Common Are Sadists? I'll put the link to this in the show notes. There was an experiment done in 2013 where people were given the choice to kill bugs and that had cute names and all of that, like Muffin and Tootsie and so on. And about 27% of them volunteered to kill these live gill bugs. And another 27% volunteered to assist the experimenter with killing the bugs. Obviously, it's a proxy. It's not perfect. But of course, if you think about all of the people who love horror movies, all of the people, think of the popularity of Stephen King novels and vampire novels and other things with sadistic elements. If you think about the popularity of 50 Shades of Grey or even aspects of Ayn Rand's novels and so on, I mean, we're looking at a population with pretty significant levels of cruelty embedded in it. I assume also that the pursuit of BDSM, nightclubs, lifestyles, and pornography and so on is not insignificant. So it's not a tiny percentage of people at all. It's not a tiny percentage of people at all. There is even a certain amount of just cruelty and sadism. You think sort of class warfare, racial hostilities, and so on. I think of the people who are saying, oh, the rich just need to pay their fair share. There's a certain amount of aggression and desire to punish others and all of that kind of stuff. The deplatforming, the cancel culture, all of these has elements of sadism. The dark triad personalities common to the troll people, anyone who's spent time online. And I know it's a sort of self-filtering thing. But if you spent time online, achieved any prominence, or talked about any controversial things, then, of course, it's pretty clear how many cruel people there are out there. And the dehumanizing of, well, I mean, things like the welfare state and all of that, where you survive on the fruits of the labors of others, well, you're going to have a certain amount of coldness and cruelty in that anyone who, you know, wants to lower taxes or cut welfare, you're going to be incredibly aggressive towards. So, unfortunately, our sort of negative-sum game of coercive financial redistribution that characterizes the modern state of societies, at least in the West, or particularly in the West, has produced a kind of cruelty and dehumanization that has occurred. If you think of all of the people who would rather be right and break up with the father or the mother of their children rather than work to fix the relationships, there's a certain amount of certainly indifference towards the effects of that on their children. There's a real indifference to that. And that's kind of cold and cruel. So all of the people who cheer along war, even when you now can see the vivid and horrendous details of various wars, you know, you can see the videos on social media, people are still cheering this kind of stuff along. It's really wild. There's a lot of cruelty. And in many ways, I mean, think of the cruelty. And cruelty, of course, and sadism are not identical, but they're not opposites either. It's very easy to program people into being dehumanized, and they're certainly, and to go from dehumanizing to enjoying hurting others is not a big step at all. So some indications, and it's really hard to find good numbers. Like I looked a lot to try and find some good numbers on this. It's something that seems woefully understudied, which means almost certainly means that the situation is worse than we think, right? So 27% seem to enjoy some kind of cruelty, and a further 27% happy to tag along or assist other people with certain levels of cruelty. And again, none of this is perfect, and it's all kind of hazy, but I think we can look at these kinds of things as a whole.